Blog Talk Radio. The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Blog Talk Radio live. Show starts at 7 o'clock. 929-477-3213. 929-477-3213. See what comes up on the board. Make sure we live. Make sure.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. See if I'm bringing it in. No, that's gonna kill me. Shit is dying. Not working right. We will be on at 7 o'clock sharp. And for whatever reason, I can never get Blog Talk Radio to work. Let's see what happens here. Nothing. Nah, it's too much of a delay going on. I can't do this. Log out. Then I'm going to log back in. This shit to work for nothing in the fucking world, man. I need a computer whiz, man. This program has to recognize all the hardware for it to work. So, for me to connect, to use all my stuff for the show, it's like this direct connection. Hey, everything is moving dumb slow. See, now it stopped. So now, how much time I got left? 6 minutes. So now if I hit this.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about.
I have to log out. Whatever. Best kind. That's the best kind. Yeah, room temperature. Thank you. Are we ready to rock now? What are we going to start with? Periscope. We'll start with Periscope. 5 minutes. Till showtime. Ah.
this means. Great Zach Tate Show, about to pop off. What I got over here, D7, Facebook Live, tuning in to Facebook Live before the show starts at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock on the dot, East Coast time. Ooh, here we go. Who's on the line? So it's the Great Zach Tate Show. We about to start in 2 minutes. Getting set up as usual. Periscope. Thanks for the love over there. I hope you can see me clearly because I look fuzzy over here to me. And about to hit Instagram Live. They only give me an hour. Okay. That's the way, right? Yep. And we start our live video. Raymond Johnson. Don't even know why he watches me. But don't let guys like you do what they do. Hey, Dimple Style. Is it 7 o'clock yet? Okay, we got a few seconds. I need some more volume on this mic, but I dare not. Oh, yep, turn it to the side. Sounds way better. All right. Here we go. Blog Talk Radio Live. Fighting with this microphone. We're going to get this right. Yep, there it is. Sounds much better. It's 7 o'clock. Time to start the show.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
It is Wednesday, June 27, 2018, The Great Zach Tate Show. God bless you all for tuning in. Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, Blog Talk Radio Live. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You could have been anywhere, anytime, with anyone, but you choosing to spend the next hour with me, and I promise to you it will be worth your time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to last week's show and making that show a success. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. In case you're new to the show, we on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and Blog Talk Radio Live simultaneously, unlike any show in the world. So I want to shout out David Solano, my man Daniel Garcia, the radical that's going to hold it down, Dimple Styles, the boss, Elisa Gabrielle for tuning in on Instagram Live. Uh-oh, GG Hicks just popped up on Facebook Live and on Periscope. I see some hearts. I see some love. First and foremost, always on Periscope. I got to shout out my people in the Middle East. Assalamu alaikum. And my brothers live from Russia all the time. Dosvidanya to my peoples. So without further ado, allow me to do the opening right as we do every single week. And it goes like this. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved. The present is received. And the future is open. Fight the power, my people. Thank y'all for tuning in. I got Dre Phonics, my cuz, tuning in. Big Broadway star tuning in on Instagram Live. It is a blessing, cuz, to have you tuning in. I'll make sure I make you proud and do you some justice. So this week's topic on the Gray Zach Show is sleeping with the enemy. When relationships are built on deception and lies and continue to flourish or dissipate based on those same lies, those lies. And without further ado, what we do on the show, first and foremost, and thanking everybody for tuning into the show. Any event that you want to support the Gray Zach Tate Show, we are on every week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Some weeks we miss due to different difficulties of real life. Any event you want to support Imprint Mass Media or the Gray Zach Tate Show, we ask that you go to our GoFundMe page at GoZach on Go. Or better yet, why don't you support us and receive a gift by downloading or purchasing any one of our books that's on Amazon.com. Link in my bio. We one click away. Any event that anybody wants to advertise, the phone number is 929-244-9460, or go to thegreatzachtateshow.com. And you get 3 months. We shot you out for $40. Your Instagram handle, your brick and mortar business, your intellectual properties, whatever it is that you're doing, we shot you out. You have the ability to reach more than 10,000 viewers, listeners, and based on our social media collective group, your brand, your product, or your service will reach all these people. So that's 929-244-9460. For the GoFundMe account, any bit will do. As we predicted, we was going to have a new studio, thanks to 2K Studios, straight from South Florida. And we did that. Now it's time to take it to television, real podcasting, real cameras, real guests. You know, them guests be wanting some money. So come on over to help Zach Tate save our children on the Zach Tate on fan page. In case you didn't know, I'm a motivational speaking workshop, and I speak to children all over the country about delinquency intervention, how they don't throw away their lives the way I threw away mine. So any event you want to support us, or you just want to support the brand, download our books from Street Obsession to Lost and Turned Out to Gambling with Hearts to Johnny Hustle to We the Blacks to the Caucasian Handbook to Whipped Cream and Doodle to our brand new off the press getting ready to drop on A Lovely Addiction. All y'all women that like using them toys with batteries and y'all get addicted, here it is. So, Tabitha Spencer, Jonah Marie Barkley, and Gigi, thanks for y'all for tuning in. Tabitha's on Facebook saying, can you pin your GoFundMe link on the live feed, please? I didn't even know how to do that, Tabitha Spencer. However, I will make sure that I post it on my Instagram page before the night is over. It's Go Zach Go. Not even sure if it's working. Somebody once told me they're not sending me no money because I look like I live richer than them. Okay, what that means. Also, if you want to call in tonight, it's 929-477-3213. I got Godlike X222 joining us on Instagram Live. Thanks for your love. Thanks for your support, Tabitha Spencer. And in case you just joined the show, we on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Blog Talk Radio, all at the same time. So, as we start off all show with current events, I want to give a big round of applause to my social media
gurus, watchers, viewers, reposters, retweeters, and everybody else. Easy Ride, straight from the West Coast. My boy is joining in on Periscope Live. We miss you, bro. And we love you, and we thank you for all your support. So I want to thank all of y'all for shutting down Permit Patty. I was really, really proud of humans. Oftentimes, I lose faith in humans, right? Because I see some things that really, really disturb me about human beings. I'm gonna address a lot of things before we get into sleeping with the enemy. But the way that everybody reposted how Permit Patty, if you are confused about who Permit Patty is, let me educate and inform you real quick. Juma 730, thanks for tuning in. So Permit Patty is this woman that heard a young voice yelling outside her window. She came downstairs. It was a young girl from her building selling water for $2 a bottle. I believe the girl was 8 years old. This white woman decided to berate this young Latina, about selling her water and decided to call the police. So allow me to interpret what this means to the black community every time the police are called. Oftentimes when the police are called and a black person is involved, the situation gets escalated because the police looks down on black people and feel that they are an enemy or less than, so they begin to use physical intimidation. Hey, M. Denise Johnson, thanks for tuning in. So when and if the police, which they often do, use physical force for a simple matter, it is not the soon-to-be defendant who escalates the matter. It is often lack of police training or overall police fear that escalates the matter. So when citizens fail to use diplomacy, common sense, or just some form of social skill, they feel that the police are like their personal bodyguards. Latinos and blacks historically has not had that privilege, so we cannot view the police or would not call the police to handle a simple domestic issue. However, there is an onslaught of white women and men who decide that they are calling the police to handle simple citizen disputes. This is a situation where an 8-year-old was the threat. She called the police, Permit Patty. The mother taped her, as is the new weapon for blacks and Latinas, minorities, or poor people. The new weapon is your video camera. Posting it online, everybody sees the injustice, and they call the injustice out. Kenny Wash tuning in on Facebook Live. Peace and blessings, my brother. So, Easy Rider on Periscope said, hey, Permit Patty resigned as CEO of a company. Yeah, Easy Rider, that's where I'm going with this. Everybody came out, reposted, went viral, went to the media, went to the news. Because I want you to understand the power of your post. It has gone to the way that when we post, AP News is picking it up and making it mainstream news. So now, Permit Patty's face gets plastered all over the place. They start doing the investigation. They find out who she is. They give her name. They find out that she supports medical marijuana. She has ownership in a dispensary. She has another business. And that business, the funders and the backers and the advertisers, everybody withdrawing. Her business is failing. She had to resign as CEO from her own company to try to get some damage control. And boom. Permit Patty got shut down. So now, everybody says she should have joined forces with that girl. She knows you get dry mouth smoking herb for her. She should have joined forces, sell the herb and sell the water. So now, I am so proud of you humans for that one. So once again, a round of applause for everybody that reposted, exposed Permit Patty, the other one at the barbecue in the park. And then everybody, you know, the thing that I don't understand about these people is why are you so aggressive And then when the cameras turn on you, you lose that energy. We need that same level of energy. When the power, when people fight the power and it comes back to you, we need that same energy that you displayed in calling the police. Don't start crying and playing victim, y'all. Please, Permit Patty and people like y'all, stop crying victim when you get exposed, your business gets shut down, or what's going to be enacted soon enough is you are going to be charged with a crime for calling the police for false arrest. That's what's going to happen. So the other thing in current events that I'd like to give a shout out to is I'd like to shout out Joe Jackson, father of all the Jacksons, Jackson 5, 6, 7, and 8, and the Grand Jackson, Paris, another funny one. I would like to say that Joe Jackson is going down in history of knowing that the father who whipped Mike's ass so bad he learned how to moonwalk and change the world, created a fortune, created an empire, and created an industry based on his vision of keeping his kids occupied in the garage with instruments and keeping them out of the streets. Based on Joe's Jackson's tenacity, his vision, his hard work, and patience, because God knows if you had children, you want to bust their head to the white meat. He had about 8 of them, and all for the most part were very successful, but Michael Jackson being the most successful, based on Joe Jackson's discipline and determination to make his vision come out in the forefront. So we have lost a father to many. Their family has done many, many wonderful things over the years. And rest in peace to Joe Jackson. So, the other thing, the Muslim ban. It is on and popping, y'all. Our comedian in chief, Donald Trump, has pushed through with his agenda. He made these political agendas. I explained to y'all from the beginning. Go back and watch the shows. Why the Muslim ban was going to go down. Why it's all economic powers, power play. Why they have to demonize these nations that have the oil and resources that they are not allowed to control and dictate. And the ban on these countries are major. If you reread the blacks, you will see, or the Caucasian handbook, you will learn that there were over 197 homegrown terrorists who were white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant background. And none of these people, when they blew up Oklahoma, when they blew up abortion clinics, when they shot presidents, and when they ran on rampages, no one in our government suggested that there be any repercussions of all Christians all over the place. You didn't know Joe Dodd, somebody on, who is this? Let me see who this is on Periscope. Sorry, fading away. All right. I can't see your tag, but I'm going to keep you posted. So, yes, Joe Jackson Dodd. So, the next thing is no one had an outrage with these white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who decided to enact terrorism, homegrown terrorism. And now they're using terrorism and immigration as the red herring to confuse folks on why they are. Let me help you understand real quick, because we got a lot to cover tonight. The Muslim ban, the Muslim countries that are being banned, is just a way to go ahead and, okay, Joe Jackson had 10 children. Thank you. So the Muslim ban is a way to demonize a group of people so that in your mind you can be forced to see them as a threat or an enemy. Historically, since the beginning of time, a method of war is that you must see your enemy as less than, so that when you go to destroy them, you do not see a human being with a family, children, dreams, and visions and values that you have. You must see them as an enemy combatant. So it is horrible that people mimic Trump's rhetoric every single day. He lies, they run with the lie because they need to hold on to their privilege. If they lose their privilege, they think they're going to lose an economic stance. So this Muslim ban is demonize them, fight them, run up on them. After you run up on them, steal all they have. Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, Ayatollah Khomeini, Bin Laden, the list goes on and on and on of the examples where they have done this before. But instead of seeking individuals now, what they're saying is we seeking whole parts of continents. Power move. Don't be fooled. U.S. Congress have made a decision where if you are in the union, I happen to be in two of them, you don't have to pay into your union anymore. So what does this mean? Of course, in print mass media, Great Zach Tate Show, you talk about all the shit they tell you they don't want you to hear about. That's what we're going to talk about. Why is it important for people to break up the unions? It is important to break up a union because then billionaires get to do what they want to do to very poor people, and they don't have anybody to fight back. If I give you the option of not paying into your union every week, what happens is the union has no money to fight for your rights. If the union has no money to fight for your rights, then the union has no strength, and the union gets destroyed. If the union is destroyed, then Walmart, big companies could come in, do what they want to do, and people have to work for scraps, and the rich get rich and the poor get poor. Stop being distracted with these little drafts and these talks and these distractions, because they're making major decisions that's going to alter your life, where you are just a servant and they are the masters. If you pick up We the Blacks, if you pick up the Caucasian Handbook, none of this will be new to you. This will all be very clear of what I predicted, who's in charge, why the elite move the way they move, and why they control the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency and the government. So in order for us to fight the power, we must be informed. Before we have a revolution, you have to have an internal evolution. Stop bumbaclot crying. Do something about it. And my last and new segment of the show, I want to try to do this on a weekly basis where I am having what's called a teachable moment. Every week, I want to, after current events, go through what is my teachable moment. In this teachable moment, I would like everybody that watch, listens, replay the show to run around and spread the word and make it go viral. Yes. So our teachable moment is two things today. One is the law. There's a segment of our society who believes that if it's the law, then it is okay. Well, the law says, well, it's the law. Well, you can't fight the law. Well, why would you complain? It's the law. But that's the law. Hey, they did it by law. Hey, it's legal. It's the law. I want to remind you that Jim Crow was the law. Slavery was the law. The Holocaust, the law. Anti-abortion, abortion, law. Depends on which way, Roe versus Wade, which side you take, when it flipped back. Big Marv in the house, the law. Lynching, the law. Land grabbing, the law. 2.3 million blacks incarcerated, getting more time for crack cocaine than regular cocaine because we understand the geographics of who, whites, use raw cocaine versus who uses crack cocaine, the law. Every railroad, injustice, war, sometimes even plagues, the law. I want you to change the narrative, y'all. Change your minds about using this hypocrisy when you say the law. Laws are created by individuals who come up with these great ideas, write up a bill, get it passed through by doing favors. It turns into the law. The persecution, damnation, oppression, and murder begins. It hits home. When it hits home, you cry saying, how did they seize my $400,000 house because they found a marijuana plant this big on my land? The law. A lot of you are so cowardly that, oh, it's the law. Oh, my God, it's the law. Oh, my God, it's the law. So if they knock on your door, get your kids away, want to put you in a camp, yes, you good law-abiding Negro. They throw you in a camp because it's the law. Don't cry and say, oh, we got to do something about this now. It's hit home. No. You are supporting and condoning and want to be such law-abiding, domesticated citizens that you don't challenge, question, or wonder what is going on with the law. Mike, shout out. Big Mar, shout out. Kenny Wise, shout out. So when you start running around talking about you support the law and you're law-abiding, please keep in mind the Holocaust, slavery, segregation, wars, plagues, lack of health care, the ability to choose with your abortion and your body, the law. It's all the law. So my next teachable moment, teenagers, young people, and so forth. I've had three incidences in this 1 week that show me that I'm an old buster, but there is a disconnect in communication with young people. And this is the next teachable moment that I would like the audience to share with young people. Young people must understand that there is power in the tongue. And if you treat your tongue like a sword, you should not pull it unless you are ready for war. Young people must understand that when they use their mouth in a reckless manner to people from a generation who disrespect, that violence is the form of order of operation that's going to be executed on you. When you are on Instagram, Facebook, right, we become so sensitive that if somebody give their opinion, some people resort to insulting those people. Some of us don't take insults lightly. Some of us are a little psychopathic. We feel like you should die, your baby should get pushed down a hill, and your car should get set on fire, all because you was disrespectful. We just blank out, right? Because we come from a generation where pulling somebody out of bodega and stabbing them 52 times is just another day in the hood. We ain't had no video cameras everywhere. For us, it was just violence. So I want you to look at this historically, right? When you talk to us older people, young people, this is young people that talk reckless. Tell old heads what they want to do, want to swing on old ladies, want to tell grown men to suck their dick, stuff like this. I want you to understand that what comes out of your mouth is your responsibility. How we respond is our responsibility. However, we don't care about the law sometimes when you just violate and disrespect. Somebody's hand is going across somebody's face. Somebody's going to pull some out and hurt somebody because young people have not been taught that there are certain violations you should not participate in. It is not allowed. Y'all haven't been taught that. So, y'all get in this disrespectful thing. Y'all get the trolling. Y'all get the disrespecting. People state their opinion. Y'all go crazy with it. Please keep in mind that you're not ready for the action. Stop trying to be in the drama, because when it says action and your life changed, you're going to want to run to the police. Don't do that. Do not be tough all the way till somebody call your bluff. Have some respect. The more respect you show, the more you will receive. The other teachable moment regarding conduct with younger people is customer service. Yes, I want somebody to kiss my ass a little bit if I'm coming to spend over $100. And there's a lot of little negresses that's running around in these stores, cashiers, operating managers, so on and so forth. And these little negresses is behind the counter talking to you, handling you a certain way, like your money don't pay their little minimum wage account check. They acting like your money that I'm spending is not helping them pay their bills, take their Uber, pay for their car, get their parents off of their back. Do not bring your work, your frustrations at home into work. Don't do it. Do not run around and feel it is okay to insult people that is spending their money. And managers, department stores, these robots is trying to take over, right? So while you got human beings, please teach them that when we walking through the aisles looking for stuff, to jump their ass up and ask us, how may I help you? Is there something you can look for? Is there some way that we can assist you and provide better service? Not with the attitude, please. Because some of us don't know how to call corporate, write a letter, send an email. I want to see your manager. The manager be ghetto as hell, and I ain't talking about just blacks and Latinos. There's a whole bunch of white niggas all over the planet. Niggerly behavior is niggerly behavior. It don't have to deal with race, ethnic rack, or ethnic background. So I'm begging y'all for this teachable moment to run around and let people know that respect goes a long way. So, sleeping with the enemy, we're going to get to that right after this quick break. Oh, my God, I'm bugging out here, hitting all the wrong things. I'm not stopping this. Apologize. I'm always bugging out in this damn studio. I know it. And I got things falling apart. And here we go. I hope y'all still with me on Periscope. Here we go. I got y'all. So, after this short commercial break, take a sip of water. Sleeping with the enemy when relationships are built on deception.
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
The rhythm, the rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling, you know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you that.
We are on and live, sleeping with the enemy. So, this week's topic is sleeping with the enemy. What came to my attention recently was I was unaware of so many relationships that were built on people living together in a household with zero intimacy. It was I was totally blown away because sometimes you get oh, my man Security Sean, thanks for tuning in, brother. You get blinded by people, your own circumstances, that you feel like, well, everybody else must think this way or move this way too. And it occurred to me that there are so many relationships where everything is a lie. Every single thing is a lie. I want to thank the Sugar Show for tuning in on Instagram Live. Dave Christopher, big cuz for tuning in. So, let me give you an example of sleeping with the enemy. You meet someone, male or female, from the beginning they lied, they showed you some deception about who they are. In the process of showing you this deception, you fed into it, you liked it. It's kind of like a long-term catfish, right? They don't reveal their ugliness, and I always suggest in relationships that on the first date, you show each other the ugliness. So they don't reveal their ugliness, and not showing their ugliness, they start weaving this fantasy that they want to sell you about who they are. They're not concerned about your needs. They're not concerned about your wants. They're not concerned about how to keep this person pleased in a relationship so that I can be pleased. They're not interested in making you better, supporting you, pushing you forward. So let's evaluate that for 1 second. Let's take a pause. This is my thinking, right? My thinking is, I'm in a boat, and this boat is going through the shores and streams of life. So as a black man with a shady background, with a lot of, you know, hood weight on my shoulder, I'm going upstream in this boat. If I get a partner in that boat with me, that partner should be paddling the same direction I'm paddling. Gigi Hicks says, I agree. I always say put your worst foot forward so I'll know if I can deal with it. Exactly. So now, if we both paddling in the same direction, we make progress in our boat as a couple, as a family, as whatever. If I'm paddling one way and my partner's paddling the other way, it makes the boat spin in circles. If she's paddling in a different direction than I'm paddling, the boat is not making any movement. But if we paddling together in the same direction, we cutting through it, we catching a wave, we catching a movement or the tide or the current, and it's making our work so much easier because we're on the same page. But I'm going to use, since there's more women in this world than men, I'm going to use women as an example. If you meet a man who has a place, who needs a place to stay, or he needs another mother that he can have sex with, because his mama cook, clean, wash, right? Because I just learned how needy men are in relationships. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they whine and cry and want to be babied constantly. I got my baggage, right? But I didn't know it was like that. So in talking to sisters, I'm blown away. So now, if he need a place to stay, and he's lying to you all the time, and he's deceiving you all the time, I declare that person the enemy. You ain't with me, you against me. So says Jesus Christ in Matthew 12, something another. Somebody could give me the verse so I could put it out there. So if we in a boat together and the boat ain't making progress, if you kick the person out the boat automatically makes progress. The boat automatically has a target. It's set. You're moving. You might be moving very hard because you're by yourself, but you are making progress. Because guess what? If you got your act together, you find you got something to offer, you're pretty good in bed, you can hold a decent conversation, you might not need somebody to jump in that boat to paddle. They might bring their own yacht and ask you to jump on board, or they might bring a motor and attach it to your boat so that you can sit back and ride a little easier completely. But meanwhile, you're wasting a whole lot of time by having this person in the boat. And it's blowing my mind how people are wasting 15, 20 years of no intimacy. They have roommates for over a decade. He sleep in one room, she sleep in the other room, the kids in the other room, she got her man, he got her man, or they both sleep in the same bed and never touch each other. They make sure they're on the other side of the bed. They sleeping with the enemy. Anybody that is not making you better, supporting your vision, not setting goals, is very detrimental to you. Now, the definition of enemy, based on my standard, is someone who seeks your destruction and demise. So if I set a goal and you keep getting in the way of that goal, that's aiding to my demise. If I say, brother posted this on TN, I forget what this girl, TNN Mag that I follow, he posted that he saved $45,000 and his girl saved $5,000 and put it together, they had $50,000. Easy Rider, post that again. And with that $50,000, she emptied the bank account and paid her student loan and came home explaining that the $50,000 was there. If she paid off her loan, they could progress better. So he needed to know, should he stay with her or not? That's the enemy. When you start messing with the money, anything that's creating your demise, destruction, and not fueling you to be a better person is somebody who has declared war and trampled on your greatness. There's no other way for me to look at it. Here's another way you're sleeping with the enemy. You know that you detest this person when they are on top of you. When you are inside of them, you detest this person. So this is the moment in the show where I want to try to give some upliftment to some people who's living some sorry-ass lives and are too afraid or don't know what to do to get out of the situation. You have become a body. Damn, Easy, I missed it again. You become a body for a person. You live, you cook, you clean, and you're just a body. You are receiving no enjoyment from your sexual affairs. An orgasm doesn't demonstrate enjoyment. Let me inform you. Let me enlighten you. Just because you have an orgasm does not mean it's fulfilling and enjoying. So if there's anybody out there that says, I made her come, or she was yelling and screaming, or, yeah, he came in a few minutes or whatever, he good. No. That does not mean he or she is fulfilled. That means that he or she had a physical response to a form of stimulation that they programmed their own mind to enjoy for that moment. That's all that means. The fulfillment of sexuality, of sex. Fulfillment is the next day when ain't no sex going on. The fulfillment is when they sitting back saying, damn, that was amazing. And you ain't nowhere around. That's when somebody is fulfilled. When you receiving phone calls, texts, messages, or y'all having long discussions about how y'all can't wait to get together again. So, Easy said, it's not all the physical. I got to pay more attention to my man Easy Ride on Periscope. So we on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to pull somebody on the line, see if they can hear me, see if Blog Talk is working. If it ain't working, it's time to get off of this thing. So, caller, can you hear me? Gigi said, creating what they fear, they feel that it is better to have a piece of a woman, man, than nothing. When the truth is nothing is all that is they really have, you can be lonely in a room full of people. Amen. So I got a call on the line. They can't hear me. So somebody calling 929-477-3213. Let me see if these phones is working. If it's not working, we are shutting the system down. We're going to have to get another form of communication and Blog Talk Radio. They dropping the ball. So when you are entertaining or exercising or condoning sexuality, you having sex with a person, they're getting their rocks off, rolling over, going to sleep, you get no fulfillment. You are becoming a body to that person. There is no fulfillment there. That is another form of sleeping with the enemy, in my opinion, of course. Because if an enemy is defined as someone who is actively seeking your demise and destruction, once you become objectified as just a physical object, there's a lack of respect, lack of love, lack of consideration, lack of determination to seek and make sure that you are fulfilled involved. How the trash needs to be eliminated. T-Speaks, thanks for joining us. T-Speaks Live, join my brother. Join us on Instagram Live. Thank you. Big Cat said, you knocked out the park with the last thing. Thank you, big bro. So, I got a call on the line, 812. So, when you are in bed with this person and there's no fulfillment, you have to examine where is your self-worth. Here's another form of sleeping with the enemy. I need someone to explain to me how is it that friends, I want to know when girls, all right, I want to know how the friend of a friend enjoys sleeping with their friend's men. My queen asked me one time, why do men want to sleep with the wife's girlfriend? Why do they find the wife's girlfriend attractive? What I stated was, I believe it's safe. Since all men like variety, since ain't no sex or twat or vagina, that's the word I need to use. Ain't no vagina in the world better than new vagina. Why? Because men are programmed to have experiences. A man does not just want to have an orgasm. A man's ego is involved. He needs to have something under the notch of his belt. He needs to know, I'm the first that made her do that. I'm the first that was able to get her to do this. He needs to know that he is special or bringing out something special in some form of way. His ego, his conscience, his challenge, his manhood. He needs a challenge involved. And when I say a challenge, women, I'm not talking about you just being a headache for the sake of being a headache. Oh, I'm going to just get on his nerves because I'm going to show him I'm not no pushover. The Sugar Soul said, that's so disrespectful, I can never sleep with my girl's man. Fine. However, for a man to say, yo, I want you and your girlfriend to go into a menage, I think the reason why, I could only speculate or dream about it, but I think the reason why is what I explained to my queen is that it's safe. She knows the rules. She knows the boundaries. She understands how to play her position and not bring no drama. She understands that y'all have a relationship and that relationship is sacred, or even if it's not sacred, it's a relationship. And she's coming in understanding what's already there. So if she says yes, fine. However, here's the problem with that, man. There are a lot of women that will try to have one up on your girl because your girl outshines them, is smarter than them, is whatever, and the ratchetness comes in. So on Periscope, she will be going after him soon because she wants him.
Right.
So when the girlfriend becomes a side chick sometimes, she's just trying to have one up. Follow pattern. Nope. Feelings get involved. So what happens is the girlfriend is trying to have one up on your woman and you allowing your woman. And side break, because I had to check somebody at work about this, right? This is a side note. Every man listening to this, I want y'all to please pay close attention. If you have a wife, if you have a main woman that you truly love, never, ever, 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 ever downgrade, disrespect, violate, talk bad about your wife to the side chick. Please. Because you are opening up the door to that side chick thinking it's okay to disrespect your wife. So why is it that the side chick becomes number one most of the time? Okay, so Mickey Oliver Baker on Facebook Live asked a question, and I'm going to answer it. Me and my brother T-Speech Live was just talking about this the other day. Why does the side chick become number one? Let me tell you why. Why does the man who is handsome as hell and got all the money lose half his house, his home, and everything and run to the ugly girl in the projects that ain't got nothing? Let me tell you why. The reason why is because the side chick that ain't got nothing puts wings on that man's feet. She understands his ego. She understands his brain. She understands what he complains about, and she fixes it. Every single thing that wife is not doing, that side chick is stepping up. Damn, you got a hole in your shirt? She let you walk out the house like that? This is what a woman told me, how she was the side chick, and now she's the wife. She used to always say to the dude, how she let you come out the house with mismatched drawers and your T-shirts don't match? How she let you do that? She surely but surely chipped away. She ain't feeding you hungry. The side chick ain't asking if you hungry. She just cooking. The side chick ain't asking you about no money issues except do you have enough money? Let me set up an account or whatever it is that they say. The side chick that could be ugly as all outdoors but never says no in bed. Says whatever you want to do. That's how you like it, baby, daddy, or poo, or whatever it is that they call. There it is. Why? Because women forget that men are very dumb and very simple. Feed us, fuck us, listen to us, respect us, and we generally good. And you ain't even got to do it all the time. All you got to do is find a way to put wings on that man's feet on a regular basis. Here's an example of putting wings on a man's feet. Yeah, baby, I'm thinking about going out of space. Well, baby, what we need to do to get you a rocket? That's it. You know damn well that fool ain't going out of space. But you saying that you willing to provide, get help, or are concerned about that rocket, and you wait 2 weeks and say, baby, you going to get that rocket? You put wings on that man's feet, and a man on his feet, all 230 of y'all on his feet, going to disagree with me. If you are, light it up. Let me see it in the comments right now, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live. If a man disagrees with what I'm saying, light it up right now. You ain't going to find him. I'm telling you right off top, that man tell you, baby, I'm going to the moon. And you say, I'm going with you. What we got to do? That man is going to have a rocket in his pocket and going to want to make some love after that because he knows he's being supported, he's being nurtured, he's being valued. Here's another thing about side chicks becoming number one. Side chicks become number one. This was not the topic. Mickey Oliver brought it up. I'm addressing it. So, men are good, but they still lie and cheat, though. Well, okay. This is the Sugar Show asking on Instagram Live. I'm going to get to that. Make sure I get back to that. So, the other reason why is because when a man feels valued, he feels important. And you can never deny somebody the feeling of feeling important. So, Sugar Show on Instagram Live says, so men are good, but they still lie and cheat, though. So, the Sugar Show, what I want you to know is that there is no such thing as good and bad. What it is positive or negative result on my life or agenda. As a woman, you need, if you are a woman, I believe the Sugar Show is Tabitha Spencer and it's the Sugar Show. So, the Sugar Show, as a woman, you need to come into a relationship with a man. I need a man for A, B, and C. Stick to A, B, and C. Get with a man. Make sure he cover A, B, and C. Let him know in the beginning you want A, B, and C. After he is comfortable with doing A, B, and C, then aim for D. When you start trying to get the whole alphabet after 90 days, that's when you go wrong. Is he going to lie? Of course he probably lied. Why? Because you can't handle the truth. The truth is he wants to have sex with you from the beginning. From hello, he wants to have sex. If he tells you he doesn't want to have sex, that's because he's a privileged guy, that he gets sex on a regular basis. He don't care. But 9 times out of 10, he want to freak off, suck your whole body, send you home, and get an experience that he has never had before. He wants you to do something crazy like, I don't know, tickle his nipples and suck his toe at the same time. I don't know. You got to ask the guy, get in his head, find out what A, B, and C means for him and what A, B, and C means for you, and both of y'all on the same page. Rock with A, B, and C for a while. Give it 12 months. Then start talking about C. No, D comes after C. Sorry, y'all. D, E, and F. And then work your way down the alphabet. But you got some of these entitled women. Y'all in a crisis, black women. Y'all in a crisis. And y'all better realize, wrap that man's brain around, because if you don't, you're going to be sleeping with the enemy. And what we don't want, this is what we don't want, because children are coming out of these toxic relationships. And y'all know y'all going to be arguing about child support, divorce, some type of issues from this toxic relationship. And the worst thing a woman could do is have a baby to try to keep a man. The worst thing, you're going to have a professional deadbeat man, because he's going to be a deadbeat on spite. Even if it ain't in his nature, his spirit, and his heart to be a deadbeat, you are forcing him to raise a child, he's going to be a deadbeat. He's going to be the best deadbeat. He's going to be competing with other deadbeats. And he will for sure be your enemy. So what I'm asking is that anyone that's in a relationship, as I'm concluding the show, please make sure that this relationship is making you better. If you are a single person that is in a relationship, I beg you, in your dating, in your courting stage, in the very beginning, say to the person, this is my ugly stuff. This is what I do. I have really bad farts. I like to kiss with bad breath. I don't clean up well in the house. I don't cook that. Throw all that out there instead of fronting and lying and present an image of who you are not. So the Sugar says, so women are expected to put up with men's BS unless they deem we deserve more. No, what I'm saying to you, and I've learned that there are privileged men. I'm speaking from a privileged man's standpoint. I'm not saying that in arrogance. I'm just stating the fact. I happen to have some intelligence. I love the Lord. I take care of my family. I've learned just recently how women want to be with me because I'm a good father. That was new for me. Call me crazy, but that was new for me. I didn't know it was a turn on to see me take care of my kids and do what I was supposed to do. I didn't know that was a turn on. But when you are a privileged man and have some assets, you are afforded certain privileges that other regular guys are not. So, hey, Pam, Nate, Pam, Pam from around the way. So, I don't know if women are expected to put up with men's BS. What I am going to say is put out your BS from the beginning. And if you read my book, Whipped Cream or Doodle, you could get rid of all the BS and just live life with Rick Queen and have somebody. And the book is talking about getting rid of the shitters in your life. So, no, don't put up with BS. But if you want a companion that's going to love you, stop looking for Mr. Impossible. And in the courting stage, have fun. Go to Christian Mingle. Go on 10 dates. Just have fun going on dates. Oh, it's exhausting. It's tired. Well, maybe your ass too miserable to have a relationship. So, next week's show will be I'm Ugly, Are You Ugly Too? How to Court Correctly. I don't know. That's what I think the show should be about based on tonight. Every time I talk about relationships or something ratchet, y'all all pour out in the millions. When I talk about something heartwarming and deep, nobody want to show up. So I guess we're going to be a little ratchet and a little informative about these relationships because we got a disconnect that we need to fix. It's the Great Zach Tate Show. God bless you all. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Keep doing what y'all doing. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all tuning in to next week's show. I need someone to recommend someone better than Blog Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media, in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on blogtalkradio.com.
We love you, man. For all the power, we love you. Thank you for all your support. Tune in next week, Wednesday, live. Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Periscope, live, Instagram, live, and... everybody else, show is over. In this episode, you're going to end our subscription with your ass, too.